I think the Prime Minister's statement was very timely, and I'm sure will be welcomed by people of London and across the country. It's been very clear what he is stating, and the fact that there will be 16,000 officers on the streets of the capital obviously gives great reassurance to Londoners who, in particularly last night, have been really shocked by what they've seen on the streets of London.
What is the Catholic Church doing to try to talk to local communities, trying its best to dampen down the tensions?
Well, I think we are at the moment in the middle of this, and so I suppose you could say the Church is doing what it always tries to do, is to be a light in the midst of the difficulties and the challenges of people's lives. These are particularly difficult times, and the Church will continue its mission of being a presence in people's lives. In particular, for our young people, we have in this country a very strong tradition of Catholic education, of which is very much a central part of our Catholic life. And the work that we do in our schools is absolutely central to engaging with young people. In addition to that, particularly in London, many of our Catholic parishes are involved in community organising, which is a coalition of different groups and faith-based and secular organisations that work together for the common good and is greatly inspired by Catholic social teaching. We met together with the community organisers and different clergy and representatives from the faith groups from different parts of London to reflect on what's happened and to see what our response might be, both as individual communities, i.e. churches and mosques and gurdwaras and synagogues and schools and trade unions, but also what we could possibly see could be done together.
Now, obviously, this rioting is criminal behaviour, violent criminal behaviour that has been roundly condemned. But what is behind this outbreak of violence that has spread so quickly? I mean, what are commentators there saying could be some of the underlying reasons for this?
Well, I think we first of all have to get it clear. I don't think it's a riot that's going on. What we have here is criminal activity. Rioting probably is about people joined together in a common cause against a particular issue. I don't think that's what we're seeing on the streets of London. What we're seeing is criminal activity. What we're seeing is looting. Now, the roots of that criminal activity and the sort of the level of violence that we've seen, that's a complicated question and not to be done in a simple answer. But if one looks at a parallel issue that we've been dealing with, and certainly within our schools and Catholic parishes we've been dealing with, has been the problem of youth violence, particularly knife crime. This, in the recent years, has become, in some parts of London, almost at epidemic proportions of groups of young people attacking each other. There's also an enormous amount of low-level crime, of muggings of young people on young people. So for those of us who live in London and work in the parishes and are aware of what's going on, what's been going on for quite a while has been a degree of violence among young people against other young people that's been going on for a good number of years. So is it the roots? Well, it's certainly one of the connected experiences of young people that violence in their life for a good number of young people has become an everyday occurrence. Therefore, were we surprised at this, shocked at the nature of it, shocked how quickly it sort of came upon us, but surprised that we would see violence like this? Not really. I think a lot of people have recognised that there is something happening to our young people. Not all of them by any means, because I think it's important to recognise that this is a relatively small group of young people, but they are of enormous significance and the impact that they are making on the life of the city at the moment.
When you talk of a very small minority, can anybody sort of put a rough figure on that? This army of disengaged, disconnected, aggrieved youths who think nothing of resorting to criminal behaviour and violence.
It's certainly true that much of the organisation of this criminal activity has been connected by the social media of Twitter and Facebook. I was at a meeting and where it came, someone said there's a tweet here that says that a particular looting will go on in a particular area in London. And these almost organised Facebook and Twitter seems to be going round where people are using quite legitimate expressions of social media to organise criminal activities. How many young people? We don't know. I mean, I think if you look at the numbers on that we've seen on the television, there seems to be a lot of young people there. But what you have, in effect, are a particular number who are engaged in the violence and the looting. But also then you have many, many onlookers. And I think this is one of the problems that probably confuses the picture a bit. It looks like there are thousands of youngsters. They're not. There are a number of young people engaged in these criminal activities. But also, you have lots of people standing by looking and seeing what happened. So it's very difficult. But I suspect that it is a relatively, and I, you know, relative to the number of law-abiding good youngsters in London, this is a relatively small but a very, very significant group.
And are these people generally coming from socially deprived backgrounds? I mean, is there some kind of standard identikit that one can build up of these people?
If one looks at the television pictures, these seem to be youngsters who are, it's very difficult to tell where they come from because they all dress the same. They've all got hoods on or they've got bandanas around their face. So it's quite difficult to say where they come from. Certainly, the looting has taken place in some of the poorer areas of London. It seems to have started there. And much of the looting has taken place in some of the poorest areas of London, although there was some indication last night of the richer areas of London where people would have gone there. Now, that is an example of how areas would have been targeted. They may have been in local poorer areas, but certainly some areas, I think it's like the King's Road in Chelsea, I understand, there was some looting there. So it's very difficult to say at this stage. I would not be happy at the moment saying it is a particular group. But if anything unites them, it is the fact that they've been connected by a common cause to go out and create crime and chaos and criminal damage on a scale that we've not seen in London. Well, I can't remember when we've seen this degree of criminality in London on such an organised scale.
Some reports that I read, though, did talk of long-standing tensions between police and young people that could have been one of the contributory factors. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I do think that life for a young person is not easy. It's not easy at any time. And, you know, when there are all sorts of things happening in society, it is going to be difficult. Some young people have experienced problems with the police, and the police acknowledge that. Police go a long way to build up good relationships with young people, and I'm aware of that in my own area, but I'm also aware that sometimes, you know, young people are targeted by the police, and the police are targeting young people to try and solve crime. Sometimes they don't do it with the sensitivity that they should do, and this does create serious tensions. But compare this small group with the majority of young people who still have the same sort of problems as this smaller group, but they deal with it differently. And I think it's very important that we hold up that the majority of young people in our capital were not looting and they were not standing face-to-face violently with the Metropolitan Police.
Have you actually spoken in person to any young people or people who have directly witnessed this looting and violence? And what are they saying? If you could briefly describe any feedback you've received.
I think the majority of people are shocked, deeply shocked by what they've seen, and I would include many young people in that. I think inevitably a number of young people will get caught up in the excitement of the moment, but I think that many people, their feeling at the moment is that they are very scared. I think for a significant period of time, there's been a general sense of unease for many people about the sort of problems that are facing our society. And these are, you know, these would be common in most Western societies. But, you know, the unease that's there, that all is not well and something significant is not as it should be. Things like this are not going to be solved by politics or the operational things that the Prime Minister's come out. That will help us in the short term. Many of these issues that we're facing here are issues of values. It's about the sort of values you want to have that unites the society. Politics is part of that, but the church gives a view and faith communities give a view of how one can live together as a common people for the common good of all. And it's those sort of values that we need to be very clear of. There'll come a stage for the church and for faith communities and people of goodwill to reflect on what this actually is saying to us as a society, because when you have pressure in society, and we do have pressures in society, when you put pressure on any structure, it always gives at the weakest point. The weakest point of any structure is always going to be our young people. What this is telling us, these riots, I believe, is that the weakness of British society, the weakness of the Western culture, is actually having a profound and damaging effect on our young people. That is a moral issue. It is an issue about values and the virtues that we as a people need to once again embrace, because the weakness of these values has been only too evident in recent days.